if anybody here uses Thunderbird and knows more about it than I do. The question I'm interested in, how I can get it to actually retain as a default to save attachments into my documents, or documents on Windows 7, I guess it's called, and not continue to put it in places like the desktop and sometimes somewhere else.
I think there's a browse feature. Have you looked in all the options to see if there's a place to save the default?
I think I did, because I'm used to using Thunderbird on Linux. So we did look in the options on the Windows machine, but I didn't see anything that I obviously understood to relate to that. I wandered through a lot of stuff and didn't find anything to help me, so either I didn't know what I was doing or...
When I get home, I will take a look, because I'm sure there's a place you can tell it to save it as a default.
I have a laptop and an HP. I've noticed recently with the last computer I bought last summer, and then due to some wine on the keyboard, I had to get a new one this summer, and both of them, the function keys is what I'm getting at. To do JAWS commands like to tell the time and to bring up the list of links. The default setting for these function keys on these laptops is that it does the things like the volume and the screen brightness. And even when I hit the insert key and the particular F button, it doesn't work. And I looked up so that I have to hit a separate function key plus the insert key plus the F key. So it's three fingers to do this. And I wondered if anyone knew how to change the function of the function keys.
Most commonly on laptops, that function to change from what they call hardware or media keys to traditional function keys or legacy function keys. Normally it's in a BIOS.
Yeah, and yeah. I looked that up too, and I wondered how one might go about
it. You can't do it independently because the BIOS is not accessible because your screen reader hasn't loaded. You know, you have to get somebody else to change it.
There are a few laptops to do that in software. The only ones I think off the top of my head is Toshiba. They actually change that in so you get that's accessible. On an HP, that's something you'd have to blow up there. Eyeballs, yeah.
Would it work, Frank, if you just hit a key to pass through, if you hit that three, you know, that where it'll say enter key to pass through?
No.
That won't work. I didn't think so.
Yeah,
it still won't do it.
Still,
yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
You'd have to do the three key combination.
Yeah.
Okay. On these laptops, traditionally, to the right of the space bar, there's like the Alt, and then in between the Alt and the Control is used to be like an applications key,
mm-hmm.
and that has disappeared.
Yeah.
So now there's only an Alt and only a Control, and now I wanted to bring up a context menu, and I'm not sure how to do it.
You have to do use the right mouse button key. Yeah.
Okay, because I found the right click button, but then it's where the cursor is, so then if it's not on, like,
there's another way to do Shift F10.
Yeah, Shift F10 will do
now,
it.
There's also, if you really, really miss the key, like I do, there's a free piece of software you download called Sharp Keys.
Okay.
You can Google download Sharp Keys, and you can remap any key to any key. So if you have some key that you really don't like, can you use like a print screen key or something that you not that. I run Windows and Bootcamp on my Mac, and they don't have applications keys. I remap the broad accent key.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My application key. So.
Okay, cool. So what was that called again?
It's called Sharp Keys.
Sharp Keys.
And just Google for Sharp Keys.
Yeah. Awesome.
One of the reasons I hesitate before I ever order laptops online, I really like to go to a brick and mortar store and look at it, because you may find that there are some laptops that you don't want to buy because they don't have the keys that you want in the places that you want them. And there are some manufacturers that are particularly persnickety about what they do. So just a word to the wise, if you can look at something or at least can find out or get somebody, when I was getting the Vibug laptop, I actually asked somebody to look at the keyboard and tell me what keys were where, so I would know ahead of time before I purchased.
I've got videos on my iPhone, and I want to put them on my Dell laptop. Is there any easy way to, like four different keys to use, or is there something simple to do that, or is there a certain place I need to go?
Are they links, or are they actual video files?
They're actual videos.
Have you tried just like synchronizing it with iTunes on a laptop and then check the box? And I forgot which screen it is, but says include videos.
Yeah. Because normally you would transfer something from your phone to your computer via iTunes or iCloud.
Yeah.
Or
so would I have to install iTunes
on my
laptop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you probably should do that anyway.
Okay.
I don't love iTunes, but I will say that when I upgraded to my new iPhone, doing it through iTunes with an encrypted backup saved my passwords and so forth, so I didn't have to re-enter all those.
That's the reason why my iCloud is full, and I figure if I can download, I figure that videos are taking a lot of it.
Yeah.
Taking my
computer. Yeah, I would install iTunes on your laptop, back up to iTunes, and then you'll be able to sync your, you should be able to sync your videos.
Now, sometime in not so distant future, it's going to be even easier.
Yeah.
Apple is kind of changing the way iCloud stores things. They have a, well, it actually exists now, so iCloud Drive, and if you're familiar with like these cloud storage devices like Dropbox or Google Drive like that, it's going to work quite like that. You'll install a client on whatever your PC or laptop you're using, and you'll be able to directly access the files in your iCloud simply by going to the correct folder.
So would it be better, would it be good to do both, to put iCloud in?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I would do iTunes right away, and then, then do that first, then eventually, I think next month when they come out with a new...
The iCloud.
Yeah, you know, then just do the iCloud thing.
Okay, next question. I have got a Olympus 620 recorder, and I need to download the recordings I have on it onto a SIM card, an SD card, I'm sorry. Is there any, you know, verbal instructions that where I can go to?
I think the 620, like all the other Olympuses, if you plug it into your computer, it will show up as a
mass storage device.
So once you do that, you can just, once it shows up as a mass storage device, you can just go into that particular directory and copy the files over to your SD card.
It's a JAWS question. In Outlook, people send me stuff that's in more than one language, and I want to turn language detection off. It's interpreting some English stuff as another language. How do you turn language detection off within Outlook? You have to do it separately from the global setting.
What you're saying is that if you bring up the settings center and you're in the Outlook, specific Outlook file there, if you search for, you know, blend detection.
I searched for language. I didn't get anything helpful.
What version of Outlook is this?
2010.
I'll take a look at it.
All right, thank you. I would appreciate it.
Is it with JAWS or with JAWS?
With JAWS.
In Outlook, I am doing some work in email for a course I'm taking, and each question that I answer is numbered. And Outlook appears to be numbering automatically, so if I put a blank line in, it puts in a new number. And I need manual numbering. I need to be able to control when those numbers change.
Outlook uses Word as the editor. But if it's on the autofill settings, you could turn it completely off.
Yeah.
If not, you should be able to keep hitting enter until it stops doing that. But in your case, it sounds like more like you just want to turn auto numbering in the autofill settings off.
So if I turn it off in Word, or do I turn it off in Outlook, Frank? I guess is my question.
I think you're doing Word.
I'm pretty sure it's Word.
Yeah, it's Word.
Is there any source apart from Viva that evaluates, you know, assistive technology devices?
There is something called Access World, which is, it's from the American Foundation for the Blind, www.af.org, and they have their publication called Access World, which evaluates products and gives reviews. It comes out every other month, and then there's a supplemental that comes out in email once between issues. You can subscribe to it and get it in an email. You can read it on the web.
I was listening to the Talking Information Center, you know, on my radio, and I got the tail end of a report that Kurzweil was about to launch some new device.
Oh, you mean the KNFB Reader? That's an app for the iPhone.
Some years ago, given me the name of a contact at the Commission for the Blind, and I, at that time, I donated, and they came and picked up an earlier CCTV, and I now have another that I would like to donate, and I'm wondering who that person is at the Commission for the Blind.
Actually, call the main number of the Commission, and just ask for me, I'll take care of it.
You know, with the cessation of support for the XP, I transferred to Windows 7, and then the other day I was speaking with a Canadian friend, and she said that Windows 7 is going to be losing support next year. And why didn't I consider Windows 8.1?
No. Windows 7 is going to be supported for a very long time. No, you're fine.